with sanya in meditation or perception. Over these days, there is an experience of heightened sensitivity to perception and the initial contact that gives rise to thought / feeling. In particular, I notice how an inaccurate perception, seen as inaccurate, gives rise to thought formations that move forward as if based on an accurate perception. This moves fast in the mind and feels somewhat trippy and disorienting. How does one develop the skill of sensitivity to perception so as to have durability in daily life? Yeah, I mean, the way that what one perceives, one thinks about. So that's kind of a stock phrase in several suttas. So that that process of perception moves the mind to its thought formations, and it doesn't actually care whether they're accurate or inaccurate. It's just keep me going. So it's that's why it's so important to be attentive to dukkha, because that's an indication when there's dukkha, when there's stress, when there's a feeling of discomfort, dis-ease, when it feels, there's signs, the feedback is starting to get signs of, okay, something's amiss here. So then that's where one utilizes these Four Noble Truths in very ordinary situations in order to help kind of clarify, what works, what doesn't work in terms of a... because your perceptions can be accurate or inaccurate. You can have an inaccurate perception and still end up doing something quite nice and satisfying. so it's really attuning to the result, and then one's able to work through how's that process work, because it's the way the mind works, and that feeling, perception, mental formation. Okay. I have found your teachings on renunciation and metta extremely fruitful. Please talk more, especially about fixed views and nine conceits. This is giving me more to do here. I think one of the things because views and conceits are two different words. In Pali, view is ditti, like having views, fixed views, and conceit is mana. And the Buddha points to three things that complicate the mind or proliferate the mind. They're called papancha dhammas. Tanha. So tanha as desire, or unskillful desire, ditti and mana. So that desire, views, conceit, and those conceits. So those are things that complicate the mind, proliferate the mind, and create problems for us. So that those fixed views, in terms of holding to a view, and oftentimes the views are ways. I mean, they're an expression of self where we can. What we tend to do is pick a view, and then we lift ourselves up and put down somebody else, something else, and that, of course. I mean, it's agitating for the mind to do that, But we don't notice it because we've got, our view is fixed, and of course, if we're going to the effort of fixing it, we're obviously right. That's how it feels. And therein lies the problem. And then conceit is from a Buddhist perspective, they use the word differently than in the English language. As usually, conceit is an inflated view of oneself in compared to somebody else. But conceit from the Buddhist perspective is picking up any kind of self-perception, in a sense, in comparison to others, so that when the Buddha points to 9 different types of conceit, it's being as okay, being inferior and assuming oneself to be inferior, being inferior and assuming oneself to be equal, being inferior, assuming oneself to be superior. Being equal, assuming oneself to be inferior, being equal, assuming oneself to be equal, being equal, assuming oneself to be superior, being superior, assuming oneself to be inferior, being superior, assuming oneself to be equal, being superior, assuming oneself to be superior. Any place that you put yourself on that spectrum in comparison to others is what the Buddha calls conceit, and it leads to dukkha. Just having to conceive oneself in comparison to others is already complicating the mind. It's proliferating the mind, complicating the mind, adding an extra burden that really didn't need to be there in the first place. So it's a really interesting perspective, because you think, wow, if that's the case, what do I think about now? It puts us back to experience. We tend to compare ourselves, and especially in a competitive society like America, there's a tremendous amount of comparing. So that is being able to see that as a papancha dhamma, as a complicating quality in the mind that is going to lead to dukkha.